What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. New from Moultrie Mobile, the Feed Hub offers first-of-its-kind cellular connection and control for nearly any spin cast feeder on the market. When used with the Moultrie Mobile app, you can monitor feed and battery levels, run feeders on demand, receive alerts when feeders are clogged, and remotely adjust feeding times. The Feed Hub is ideal for anyone who maintains feeders. Remove the guesswork and save time by planning feeder maintenance before you drive to your hunting property. For more information, visit MoultrieMobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And today we're going to be talking with Cluck Custom Calls. They are a company that makes a variety of, I guess, hunting calls. Like they make a grunt tube. They make a predator call. But their bread and butter is turkey calls. Diaphragm calls, to be more specific. And that's what today's episode is about. It's about turkey calls. And hopefully you guys get some information out of this podcast. It's that time of year. So even though my interests aren't necessarily in the turkey woods, this weekend they are, because I'm going to go turkey hunting with my oldest son and my daughter. And hopefully we can connect on a big fat tom. But I know that you guys' interests are turkey hunting. And so that's what I wanted to talk about today is turkey hunting gear and equipment. And of course, these calls from Cluck Custom Calls. Very good podcast. Lots of information. It's entertaining as well. Hopefully you guys enjoy. Before we get into today's episode, though, I am going to do a quick commercial read for two brands today. And obviously we have Code Blue Sense. So if you're looking for any type of scent elimination products, if you're into the sprays, you can go to codebluescents.com. They have real and synthetic deer urines. On top of that, my favorite product is the Rope-A-Dope system. Basically, it's a mock scrape kit that you definitely need to check out. I do have a discount code, NFC20. The next company I want to talk about is Moultrie Mobile. And if you have the ability to run feeders on your property, whether you're feeding deer pre or post season, whether you can bait in your state, or if you just run feeders on your property, go check out the Feed Hub. This is a contraption that connects to your spin cast feeder or any spin cast feeder on the market, especially Moultrie feeders, and it connects to the mobile Moultrie app, the same place that you have your mobile Moultrie mobile trail cameras. It all goes to the same place. And you can do a variety of different things like set times remotely. You can fix a clogged feeder remotely. You can document how much feed you're using, so that way the feeder never goes empty. You can plan and schedule maintenance trips to fill your feeders, and it's all done right in the palm of your hand, right on the Moultrie Mobile app with the Feed Hub. So go check out MoultrieMobile.com, and I do have a discount code for Code Blue Scents. So go to CodeBlueScents.com. The discount code is NFC20. Huge shout out to Code Blue. Huge shout out to Moultrie Mobile. Please go and visit their websites. Take a look at everything that they offer. And of course, the new partner Feed Hub. Go check it out. That's it. Gobble, gobble, boom. Let's get into today's episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. 3, 2, 1. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Hunting Gear Podcast. And today I am joined by Brian Meese of Cluck Custom Game Calls. Brian, man, thanks for taking time out of your day to do this.
Yeah, no problem. Great being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Hunting Gear Podcast talks a lot about big game type products, you know, whether that's backcountry type products or equipment for deer hunting, whether you're stationary or you're mobile. And one thing we don't really talk a lot about is turkey hunting. And it's my fault because I don't get as jacked up about turkey hunting as I do about deer hunting. And so it's that time of year. It's only right to talk about turkey hunting gear and equipment. And I was scrolling through Instagram and I ran into your company and I said, why not? Let's get these guys on and let's talk about their product. And here we are.
Yeah, I appreciate you, you know, finding us and reaching out to us. It's definitely an honor to be on your podcast, and you know, like I said, any question you have today, just ask me, and we'll try to answer to the best of our knowledge.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so first question I have for you is, what year did Cluck start?
So officially it started like in 2021. Okay. But prior to that, back in about 2017, I started trying to build mouth calls for myself just because I was trying to become a better caller.
Right.
And, you know, so with trial and error and, you know, just lots of building over those years, finally 2021 came along, and that's when the pandemic hit, and I lost my job. I was actually building bowstrings for 60X Custom Strings. I was doing that for 8 years, and I don't want to say I lost my job, but,
Market dictated it.
Yes. Yeah. The pandemic dictated me not having, you know, enough material to build strings. So, I figured, you know, I ended up taking another job, delivering potato chips there for a few months, mm-hmm. just to try to make some money there and, you know, keep on working instead of just sitting around doing nothing. So in the meantime, I finally put up a website, and, you know, in 2021, that's whenever we finally launched the website, and, you know, the rest has been history. And, you know, since then I've actually partnered the company with a business partner. His name's Nate Burkhart. And, you know, Nate had, Nate had a lot of the videotaping skills and stuff like that. He had a YouTube channel with about 15,000 followers on it. So he was good with all the film work, and I figured he'd be the perfect guy. And I hardly even knew him, actually. He actually reached out to me when I started the company, and he's like, hey, he's like, can I, you know, stop down and shoot a video for you? And I was like, well, I really don't have money to be paying, you know, for a commercial video, you know. And he's like, no, he's like, I'm just trying to get better at it. So that's the very first time we ever met. And then a few months later, we were at a wedding together, and it just so happened, like, he was sitting at my table, and we talked all night long. And after that wedding was over, I told my wife, I was like, I think I'm gonna, you know, see if he wants to split the company with me 50-50. And she's like, you sure about that? And, you know, and so I ended up asking him. And, you know, Nate's wife, she was a little skeptical too. She's like, why would he ask you? Mm-hmm. You know, so, and, you know, he gave her the reasons why. And ever since then, he accepted. And since 2021, we've been doing it together and, you know, growing the company. So,
yeah, that's awesome. Why turkey calls? Why turkey mouth calls? Why turkey in general?
I definitely had a passion for it, you know. I started out hunting like everybody else in Pennsylvania at 12 years old, and I was kind of a bad hunter. Like, my cousin took me out a lot, and my cousin was a good hunter, good turkey hunter, good deer hunter, but I couldn't shoot. So I was getting so discouraged when I was young, at 12 years old. I kept on missing deer after deer, and then we went turkey. And I missed my first turkey ever at 3 yards. And, you know, that kind of discouraged me. And then finally, I killed my first animal, you know, wild game animal in the fall. I actually shot a wild turkey, and I've kind of been hooked ever since, you know. And
yeah
that's kind of, you know, that's where the passion was at. And also, you know, I was building bowstrings for 8 years. And the owner of 60X, I had he's a good friend of mine. And, you know, he gave me a job whenever I was looking for a job. At the time, I was working in the gas industry. And, you know, I reached out to him one day, and he ended up giving me a job. Well, I ended up signing a non-compete with him just, you know, out of respect for him. And that way I couldn't ever, you know, build after he showed me how to do everything, I couldn't go out and start my own company. So, mm-hmm. You know, the next thing I started thinking about was, you know, I was building turkey calls for myself. So that's kind of why I ended up picking mouth calls.
Yeah, I gotcha. When it comes to, like, these products, right, and I whether it's turkey calls, whether it's deer hunting, like grunt calls, or, you know, there's so many different pieces of equipment that guys tinker with in their garage, and they like building themselves. I mean, tree stands. I mean, you name it, guys are tinkering with it. What was kind of the barrier to entry, and how did you teach yourself to, number one, make those calls, and then number two, say to yourself, these are quality enough that I would like to start a business with it?
Yeah, so I had a guy by the name of Jed Cronish. He's a good friend of mine. He took fourth place this year at the national calling competition at Grand Nationals down in Tennessee. So he's a very respected, well-known caller in the industry right now, and mm-hmm. making the finals at Grand Nationals for about the past 5 years now, every year. So he's one of the top 12 turkey callers in the world every year. So he's actually the one that, before I started making my own calls, he was making me calls, you know. And whenever you're building mouth calls, you have a gauge and stuff like that. So you kind of learn about the different stretches of a mouth call and things of that nature. And so whenever he would, you know, he was building them for me. So I finally, you know, I hated bugging him all the time because I was constantly down at his house. Hey, can you build me a call at this stretch? Can you build me a call this cut with this stretch? Mm-hmm. So after a while, I finally bought my first, you know, I bought like a cheap press, just trying it for myself. And at that time it's like a hand jig press, you know, you kind of stretch it by feel and how many turns you put into the call. And after about a year of doing that, you know, I was kind of making calls for guys. They would stop at the house, and, you know, I'd charge them $5 for a mouth call and things like that. And finally, I went out and I bought a good press, a competition press is what they call them, and bought a competition press, and that's where you have a gauge on it. So you know exactly how every call is being stretched, and, you know, you're just getting that call exactly the same every time. And, again, I did that for a few years, just building for myself. And it was just, again, just trying to make myself sound more like a hen turkey. So once I got that figured out, I started charging a little bit more for the calls. And then finally, that's whenever I, started the website and got the business into writing and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Why the name Kluk? K-L-U-K, Kluk. Why?
It's simple. And I used to listen to like a lot of business podcasts back in the day too. And I heard that the C and the K were the two most well-known recognized like sounds from a company. You know, you think of like Coca-Cola, Cat, that's just a few of them to name. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to make it a C or a K, and hopefully it's simple. And that's why I went with Kluk.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Nice. Nice. All right. So anytime that somebody starts a company with a specific product that's for sale, there's always different versions, like a version, like here's the prototype. How far from the original call or the prototype first call that you've made, how different is the current version from the original version?
So a lot of the cuts are the same in the mouth calls. And the cuts are like what you'd call like a V cut, a batting, combo cuts. So those are all, a lot of those are still in place, and I have designed some new cuts that I've come up with. But the quality of how I used to cut calls to where I was back then to where I am now, it's night and day, you know. And I found a call there the other day when I first started, and I was embarrassed, you know. I had some of those calls in stores, and I look at them now, and I'm like, man, like, I can't believe people would even buy those back then, you know. Yeah. And, you know, and that was a few years ago, and, it's come such a long way with the quality of the call, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and that's like the first time I ever recorded a podcast, like you mentioned Wired to Hunt. Like, I remember going back and listening. This was last summer. I listened to the first ever podcast that we did, and it was junk, right? I mean, we didn't know what we were doing, how to talk, how to, you know, continue storylines and things like that. And then, fast forward to today. So I know exactly what you're talking about there. When you first launched, what was the customer feedback right away?
My day kicks off with a refreshing Celsius energy drink, then straight to the gym. Pre-K pickup, back home to meal prep. Time for my fire station shift. One more Celsius, gotta keep the lights on. When the 3-alarm hits, I'm ready. Celsius, live, fit, go. Grab a cold, refreshing Celsius at your local retailer or locate now at Celsius.com.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
We've always had pretty good feedback. We've implemented things now to the website where, we're getting reviews off of our customers and stuff like that now. So yeah. People were able to get the reviews on the website, but yeah, it was always pretty good feedback. But, so something that our company does that, you know, I believe we're the only company doing it and the first company to do it is, we offer our mouth calls in three different stretches. So, you know, we have 25 or 27 different cuts now, but we offer each one of those in a low stretch, a medium stretch, and a high stretch. So, and this is where, whenever I was building calls for myself, this was always an idea in the back of my mind. Like, man, I'd love to bring this to market someday to help guys figure out which stretch of a mouth call works for them. Because there's so many different variables whenever you're using a mouth call. You know, we all have different shaped mouths. We're going to put different tongue pressure on the mouth call. We blow air out of different parts of our mouth. We don't, you know, some guys are just calling, you know, using their diaphragm to call. Some guys don't use their diaphragm. So when you put all those different variables into a mouth call, every stretch really, really matters to everybody using that call. So, you know, we implemented that, the three different stretches, and, and it's a tall task to stay ahead of with all the, it's almost 90 different mouth calls we're carrying.
Yeah.
So if you look at other companies, they're probably carrying between 10 and 20 different cuts, you know, and calls, but being that we offer everyone in three different stretches, it's really, it's hard to keep up with, you know?
Yeah.
But Yeah, so that's kind of what sets us apart from the other companies is having those three stretches. And, you know, I always recommend guys, whatever your favorite cut is, say it's a V-cut, you know, try out one of our V-cut calls. And we offer what we call a starter package. That's where you get a low, medium, and a high stretch call. They all look exactly the same, except for they're stretched three different ways. So whenever you figure out that stretch you like the best, then whenever you want to try a new call from us or a new cut, I recommend just coming back and buying that call and that stretch. So in the long run, a lot of guys will say, oh, that call didn't work for me. It was junk, you know, where in reality, it was probably just the wrong stretch for that guy. You know, maybe that guy needs a low stretch call where that call he got from that company, it was a high stretch, you know, and that's why that might not have worked for that guy. So whenever you figure out the stretch you like, you can come back to us and order any of our calls and whatever stretch you like then.
Yeah, makes sense. Okay, I'm looking at your website now, and I'm seeing these cuts, right? I understand. Yep. I understand the stretch, and the stretch is the rubber. Is it rubber?
Latex.
Okay, it's the latex lining that actually, when it vibrates, makes the call. Correct.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So, I'm seeing. Man, let me pull them up. Like the combo cut, the batwing cut, the ghost cut, the modified ghost cut, the V cut. So you have all these different cuts that I'm assuming allow the call to make different noises. How did you guys come up with these cuts and decide that, hey, listen, these cuts are what we want to bring to market?
Yeah, so they're pretty standard across every, the entire industry.
Okay.
The different, so like your batwing cut, your V cut, your combo cut, and your ghost cut. Those are like your four standard cuts, you know. So out of those cuts, we've just kind of a batwing's a batwing. You can't change it. A V cut, you can trim off the edges of them a little bit to change them up a little bit. But then, like your combo cuts and your modified ghost cuts, or what we call them, that's kind of where we can make some different changes to the calls and really come up with something new and unique. And that's kind of what we're trying to do with some of those cuts.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, what kind of noise or sound difference can, I mean, obviously, if you started doing a turkey call in front of me, I wouldn't have a clue what cut. Is there distinct sounds that a bat wing makes or a combo cut makes that others don't?
No, they can all pretty much make the same sounds. But again, that's where it's back to like the user. You'll find a certain cut just works better for yourself. For myself, I'm kind of a raspier caller naturally. So if you give me like a V cut, I sound like I have a mouthful of marbles. It sounds terrible, you know? You know, we get that comment all the time. Oh, these guys can run anything. They're professionals. And one, I'm not a professional, but like the guys in some of our ads, they are professionals, but there are certain cuts they run, you know, like Jed, for instance, the guy that showed me how to build our calls, he's actually on our call team now. And, he'll tell you the same thing. Like there's only certain cuts he can actually run to where he's getting sounds the best he can get, you know?
Yeah.
So, cuts will give you different raspiness levels as well. So for myself, I have to run usually a batwing or a ghost or a modified ghost. And there's a lot less latex over those calls. And again, I told you I'm kind of raspy naturally. So whenever I get rid of more of the latex off that top reed, I can get more of like a two-tone yelp, like a real hen. You know, you get that hen always has that higher front end that breaks over into the raspy back end.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, those are the cuts that work best for myself. But again, everybody's different. You know, you might have a guy that gets on a mouth call and he's very squilly. So I'll actually recommend a combo cut or a V cut to him just because there's a lot more overhang on those calls and they're able to, in return, get a little bit more rasp out of the call then.
Gotcha. So it all boils down to user preference.
Yep, it's personal preference. And something else, when you're using mouth calls, when you're blowing air over the call, different guys have different air channels. So my channel is naturally right over the center, slightly to the right. Some guys blow out their air out to the left-hand side of their mouth, some to the right-hand side of their mouth. So going off of that as well, that's, you know, you need to certain cuts for certain guys because they're able to produce better sounds with those.
Gotcha. All right. as far, give me an example of a time that you use customer feedback to make an adjustment or come up with a new call.
Well, this year in particular, we actually haven't come out with a new one yet, but so a reverse combo cut, it's where a regular, like the one's called a combo cut. And if you look, the chunk is taken out of the right-hand side and you have the call in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So like the standard in the industry where it seems like most guys run a regular combo cut, but I bet I've had at least 50 people this year ask if I have a reverse combo cut. So for next year, you know, as many people we've had reach out to us now, we're definitely going to have a reverse combo cut where it looks just like the regular combo cut, except for the call is built backwards. And that's to help a guy who channels his air over the left-hand side of the call.
Yeah. Okay. You know, you've just kind of gone one or two steps deeper than anything that I know about turkey calls, right? So I take it that this customization is for the guy who is the serious turkey hunter, who wants things to be absolutely perfect out there in the woods.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I would say that's definitely true. Somebody that's looking to take their calling to the next level. But at the same time, you know how it is. If you're sitting with buddies and, you know, your buddy's a way better caller than you, or you're with a group of guys and they all sound better, like, you don't want to pull that mouth call out and start calling in front of them. You get a little embarrassed, you know?
Yep.
That's how I used to be anyways. And, you know, but I will say that's how you get better is calling in front of those guys that are better than you so they can critique you and help you to grow. You know, that's how I got better, calling in front of guys that were way better than me. But, no, we have calls that'll help anybody out, you know?
Yeah.
And like I said, when you figure out that stretch you like the best, that's when you can really start to become a better caller.
Yeah. And so the whole, like, I guess your bread and butter is turkey calls, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Do you guys do any box calls or slate calls?
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so is that something that was added later on because you guys started to get more interest in, hey, why not have a slate call or a box call while they're here looking at our mouth calls?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we derived from the mouth call scene, and then as that was growing, it was kind of stupid for us not to have box calls and pot calls, and we just came out with a tube call this year, just trying to grow the lineup and just add more products to the website.
Yeah, that's a smart move. Let's see here. When it comes to learning how to use your guys' products, do you guys have any media or instructional type content that people can go and buy one of your calls and then go somewhere to learn how to use it?
Yeah, we do have some videos on YouTube, some tutorials. I would say probably our TikTok page is actually our biggest page for where we put a lot of our content and videos out.
Okay.
Our actual TikTok page, you know, we have like the playlists and you'll see like call tutorials and stuff like that. You know, we're just trying to guys figure out the different sounds that, or the different vocalizations, you know, whether it's a hen purring or how to gobble on a mouth call.
Right.
You know, just showing different techniques. And what we're trying to do eventually is, you know, we have five different guys in our call team right now, and we want to have like a how-to series with each one of those guys, because again, everybody's using a mouth call slightly different. So you might hear one guy's perspective on how he's yelping on a mouth call and it might not make any sense to you. But then if you get out to this other guy, you know, say we have, Jed Pronish, and then we have another guy by the name Eric Bott. So maybe the way Jed's yelping on a mouth call wasn't able to help you, but you can click on Eric's name and go through his tutorial and then see how he's doing it. And maybe the way he explains it didn't help you.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was, I'll tell you right now, I absolutely suck at mouth calls. And I, to the point where I've been told at like past turkey camps or driving around, you know, practicing a car, that I should stop. And they don't want me to do it anymore and let them call. So I just, I, like for the most part, I just stick to my, I stick to my calls and or my slate calls and my box calls, and I and that's how it is, man. But that gets the job done too. So, my opinion is that I don't know. Do you think? I want to get your opinion because you are the person in the you're the person who is the owner of a company. Does quality matter at all when it comes to the types of materials that you use in the calls?
I would say throughout the industry, everybody's using about the same exact products, the same materials and stuff like that. I do know that it's how you're building them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, gotcha.
I don't know for every company, but I'm sure there's some companies that are mass producing stuff that they don't look at a gauge every time. You know, they put a stop press, they stretch it to that stop, and then they tack it.
Gotcha.
Where our company, you know, it's big. Like our goal is to build every call exactly the same, and if our cuts don't look good, like they go to the trash. If there's a wrinkle in the call, they go to the trash. So,
How do you guys implement quality control on a call like that? Do you guys pull like one out of every 100 and test it? Or how do you QA?
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
This episode is brought to you by Peloton. Break through the busiest time of year with the brand new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus. Powered by Peloton IQ. With real-time guidance and endless ways to move, you can personalize your workouts and train with confidence. Helping you reach your goals in less time. Let yourself run, lift, sculpt, push, and go. Explore the new Peloton Cross Training Tread Plus at onepeloton.com.
Well, so Nate and myself, we build every mouth call that leaves the shop. So Nate does the first couple parts of the steps of building a mouth call. Then I'm the guy that's doing every cut and every call. So whenever we're doing that, you know, it's we see every call. It's in our hands. So if it's, not right, then like I said, it goes to the trash can.
Yeah, yeah. That's important, man. Man, some companies just don't care at all. And it's good that it's important to you guys because you want people to come back again. And again, and again, and some companies for some reason just don't seem to care about that.
Yeah.
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 So you guys have turkey calls. It looks like you have a predator call. That's also a mouth call. What's the difference between the turkey call and the mouth call or the predator call?
So again, just the cut, the way we have the way we build it. And, now the predator call, we only offer in one stretch.
Yeah.
That's something we added to the lineup kind of beginning of, I think October or November. I had a buddy, he kills a lot of fox and coyotes every year, upwards of 100 a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's using the Fox Pro, the electronic call, but he was also using some different, mouth calls from different companies. And, I gave him one to play with, and I think he killed like 24 late season fox with it last year.
Okay.
And you guys need to add this to the lineup. So we ended up coming up with that cut, and we're definitely going to be adding some new ones to the lineup for this following year as well.
Yeah. And is this supposed to sound like a dying rabbit, basically?
That one there, that call in particular, it's called the DIA call. Yep. We call it that. Do it all. I can bark and howl on it like a coyote. You can do your rabbit in distress. I can do some like woodpecker in distress with it, so your bird sounds with it. So mm-hmm. it does everything.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's basically just to trigger the predator's instinct to come investigate that sound of an injured animal.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Looks like you also have a deer call, a grunt tube. Anything special with that?
No, just your standard grunt tube. You know, it's got an adjustable tone board on it. You know, makes all the deep grunt sounds up to like a, you can do a fawn bleat with it, mm-hmm. or a deep low bleat with it. So a little bit of everything with it.
Yeah. Is this company, Cluck, is it, obviously your bread and butter is turkey, but do you see it becoming a custom game call for all wild game?
Yeah, you know, we're going to take it slow. It's nothing I want to like jump into just to get products on there. Again, you know, we definitely like to test our products and stuff like that before we move into something else. But yep. Yeah, I can definitely see it growing into some more. But I always think turkey will be our bread and butter, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, you've talked a little bit about the first couple of years of this company. What are your guys' goals for the next 5-10 years?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to hire our first full-time employee here after this busy season. So that's the first step. You know, we'd like to build. Right now, we're mostly online. Mm-hmm. We're about 30 dealers across the U.S. right now. And in fact, like the whole quality thing, like we've been approached by some bigger box stores already about putting some of our stuff into their stores. And it's just something I don't think I'm too inclined to actually do. You know, I'd rather help the little man, you know, like your local archery shops and local outdoor stores. And I'd rather have the products in those stores to where we can keep the quality, you know, where it's at right now. And you know, help those guys out, because those are the guys that are really, you know, I come from an archery background. I shot competitive archery for years. Yep. I had my own little shop for a little while, and you know, too many guys, I think nowadays they're inclined to run to a Bass Pro or a Cabela's to buy a bow and have it set up there, when, you know, your local archery shops are the ones that are able to really help you out and get your bow set up the way, you know, just the way it needs to be set up. And, you know, so I, you know, personally, I'd rather help that type of person than a big corporate business myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense, man. Anything else about Cluck we need to know?
Oh, I don't know. I think we touched a lot of it, you know. I don't know if anything on Cluck, you know, I can't think of anything else to add to what, to where we're at, you know. If you have any more questions about it, let me know, and we can I can try to answer.
Absolutely. If people want to find out more information about Cluck and all the calls that you guys offer, where should we send them?
So you can go to the website at cluckcustomcalls.com. We got a TikTok page, we have a YouTube channel now, Facebook, Instagram, and we're on Go Wild a little bit as well. So
yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, man, Brian, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on and talk to us a little bit about your company. Appreciate your time, and good luck this spring, man.
Yeah, sounds great, Dan. Thank you, and best of luck to you, too.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.